It's the Great Utah Shakeout. Dave and Debbie are live from Evergreen Junior High in the Granite School District on KSL News Radio.
Our friend Amy Donaldson is going to join us in just a moment. She's been investigating for quite some time a situation at local high schools. There's been some questions over scholarships being offered illegally to international students, and she has been exposing that through a series of reports on KSL.com. She's going to join us, walk us through what she's learned through her investigation, and then talk about what the fallout is from her research.
Yeah, there's a few things. Here in Utah, we largely have open enrollment. You can get variances. You can attend a school kind of where you want. What you can't do is go out and actively recruit people to come to your school, and this happens primarily for athletics. You know, you see somebody that's 6 feet, 10 inches tall, and they're super athletic, and they're just dominating the junior high school basketball world. You can't reach out and entice them to come to your school and openly recruit them. That is not available.
Amy, you there?
I am. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I know you're on your way to join us here at Evergreen Junior High, but why don't we start here before you get here with the backstory and what you discovered that led up to some changes that we'll talk about in the next segment.
Yeah, I mean, I've known that international students come, especially to private schools and to boarding schools. I mean, as long as I've been covering sports, you know, 25 plus years. But I think a couple of years ago, some parents reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we're not sure this is above board. And what I found in doing some investigation for almost 2 years now is there are indications. We're not finished with our investigation. And I think the Activities Association is also doing a separate investigation that there are some student athletes who are coming as international students who have been recruited to come here to play sports. Now, they can come here and go to school. That's no problem. You can recruit kids here for programs, anything but sports. I think it's a bigger problem than anybody anticipated. Since the articles have run, I've gotten even more calls. And now the Activities Association has proposed, the first of what I hear are going to be several rule changes. But this rule change is that anyone coming on an F-1 visa, which allows you to stay for more than 1 year, and most of those kids are at private schools, that they would not be eligible for varsity play at all.
Amy, but I want to go back to what your investigation uncovered before we get into what the Activities Association is doing, because in reading that article that was published in March, there were a lot of things happening with these international students. For example, they were getting shifted around from host family to host family. They didn't have insurance coverage. And in some cases, you found that these kids were living alone and they were, you know, 16, 17 years old. Talk about that, what you uncovered.
Yeah, and I think everything you listed, all of those things I found, what I also found is that, like, there was nobody checking to make sure, A, that these kids were being cared for, fed, supervised, any of them, even going to classes, right? But there was also nobody making sure that every kid that comes on these visas is in a safe place. Like, there, I met only one family that had a background check. I hosted foreign exchange students. We had to have home visits and a lengthy application process and a background check, and their parents got to meet us and vice versa. None of that was happening with these kids that I talked to.
How is the recruiting happening? Did you learn, like, practically what was happening?
I did. Some of that is going to be coming out in stories next week and the week after. But basically, the same way any recruiting happens. Like you described it, Dave, you go to a tournament. Sometimes these private schools or these academy-type schools, like Wasatch Academy-type schools, I'm not saying Wasatch Academy is one of them because I haven't looked into them, but a school like that, like that's not affiliated with the association, they're hosting tournaments, and the kids, these foreign teams come here and play, or a camp is hosted for foreign players, and then there's this promise to them that they could earn a scholarship at a school in Utah. Some of those kids, they say, are getting academic scholarships, but we have no way of knowing. There's no way to check any of this. There's no agency that's like, making sure that these kids aren't being exploited.
And then they are, flying over here from a foreign country to play a sport? Is it primarily basketball?
I started looking into it at one school first. That was Juan Diego, and it was basketball that I was looking into. Since I started reporting on this in earnest about 6 months ago, it's turned into football, soccer, volleyball. It's pretty – I think I haven't run into
Amy, it sounds very widespread,
yeah.
And what you're saying is that this is way outside the bounds. This is not allowed to bring in these students from foreign countries to play athletics. And then in the cases that you found, in some cases, perhaps being offered either a tuition waiver for the private school or a scholarship, that's not cool, right? They're not allowed to do that.
Not allowed to do that. And here, I should say, that's what the Activities Association has to look into. I've looked into a couple, but it's really hard to prove that a kid did not pay tuition. And also, the tuition for foreign students is not listed on any of these websites. So if you call and ask, how much is it for me to send an international student to your school, they'll say, well, that depends. Who are you? What are you doing? It's really hard to just get. It's kind of like getting healthcare information. If you call and ask how much a surgery costs, nobody can tell you. But if you go in and have the surgery, then they'll tell you. It's sort of similar.
So were they doing this, in your view, to stack the team so they'd get a bunch of tall players and good players from other countries? And then how was that disadvantaging the Utah students who were, trying to get on the team at those high schools?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of question at this point about why this is happening, and I think that it's nuanced. So for some coaches, it's going to be they want to win. So they're trying to just recruit the best players, and those might be local and those might be international. They just want to put together the best team they can. For others, there's this earnest, let's give these kids an opportunity. Some kids have been recruited by college coaches, and college coaches have referred them to a person. That person has gotten them to an American school. This isn't even happening just in Utah. It's nationwide. And, Camila Cardozo, she came over in one of these programs, went to a small Christian school in Tennessee, private school, not a member of the association. And, she's second pick in the WNBA draft. So, I think it's complicated. And some of the reasons are completely understandable. And some of them are probably not allowed by the rules.
Amy Donaldson, if you don't mind sticking around, I want to continue this conversation because it's a little bit, in my opinion, like offering these kids a lottery ticket where they say you have to go to a private school to get into a good college, to get into the NBA. So the new trend that we've seen over the last 20 years of these private institutions, these academies, versus the conventional high school program that we've seen has massively changed the world.
Amy's newest report suggests that there's major changes in store. After her story broke, she's going to tell us what those changes are at the high school level next.
Utah knows what it means to be earthquake ready.
Epicenter Magna, Utah, was 5.7.
Today, Dave and Dejanovic mark the 2024 Great Utah Shakeout. Listen this hour as Be Ready Utah joins Dave and Debbie for the preparation and planning your family needs for the next emergency on KSL News Radio.
We've been turning our attention this hour to a very important KSL.com investigation. The reporter Amy Donaldson has uncovered a trail of questionable activity involving high school sports at several high schools across Utah. And it has to do with this, allegations of recruiting and offering scholarships to high school players, kids who are brought over here to play high school sports, which is against the rules. And her investigation, which has been published at KSL.com, has also sparked another investigation, Dave.
And as well as the breaking of the rules, there is a moral issue going on right here, an ethical problem with this recruiting. And it's been an open secret. Having worked in sports for decades, Amy Donaldson and I have worked side by side on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. And we have walked, well, this is something we've known forever, mm-hmm. Amy.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are like, especially as sports reporters, how many questions do you ask? Like, how did you come here? Why did you come here?
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of us don't want to make the kid, you know, these kids are being used, right? They're being promised something. They may or may not be getting it when they get here to the U.S. In some cases, they get it. Some cases, they do not. As you mentioned, Deb, one kid showed up, didn't have a place to stay. Family picked him up. He'd never met the family, didn't know who was supposed to even look for him.
This is a teenager, right?
It's a teenage kid, 15 years old.
From a foreign country.
But yeah, and so in that case, things are working out, but a lot of times they're working out because people in Utah are really good, helpful people that jump in and fill in the gaps.
And rescue.
Yes.
But one of the cases that you highlighted, one of the kids ended up on their own, living on their own.
Yeah, and that kid bounced, I think, four different living situations.
This is horrible, Amy.
And part of that happened because of COVID. And one of the players that he was living with went home, so he has nowhere to live. He's living in an apartment that he can't pay for by himself.
And again, these are teenagers.
No supervision.
Adults. Mm-hmm. And so you start uncovering paperwork, you talking to host families.
Begging people to come forward, go on the record, you know.
You know the drill. You try to get schools to tell their side of the story on this.
Most of them will not even take my phone calls. I was promised an interview from the principal of Juan Diego. And then
Catholic High School in Draper.
Yep, Gailey Colosimo told me on a Friday night at a basketball game, call me on Tuesday, call my secretary, set up an appointment. Then he said no. I called Tuesday. They said, he decided he doesn't want to talk to you. I still have had no response. We've talked to the diocese, Debbie Worthen from KSL. We've reached out. Most administrators do not want to discuss this.
It sounds like they're shutting down. Does that sound like it to you?
I think they just think, here's the thing. Dave's right. It has been happening. It's kind of been this open secret. And everyone thinks that now it's about competitive balance. But the reason that I've been working on this story in my spare time, because as you know, I'm not a daily journalist anymore, is because it is a human rights issue. These are children, and they are being told something and brought here, and their parents are not here to make sure that it's happening. Nobody's making sure they're okay. In 2020, the National Federation wrote an article saying that this was happening across the country, and nobody was keeping track of these kids. How do we know we haven't even already lost kids? We don't even know. There are girls that have come here. We don't know them. There's no list. Nobody has to make sure. There are rules that you have to submit a transfer form for any international student. Not happening sometimes.
And one of the things that's being promised, especially to these 15, 16-year-old kids, is, hey, you've got to come to our private institution, our private academy, because when you look at the best colleges, where are they recruiting? They're recruiting from these very exclusive, excellent basketball programs.
They don't even know. This is what one mom told me, a mom from another country. She said, I don't understand the American school system. I believe what they told me because all I know is America loves sports. America is where you go if you want to be successful at sports.
Amy, you've been doing some excellent reporting on this. You can see Amy's stories at KSL.com. The High School Activities Association now involved as well. Mm-hmm. Personally, I would like to see outside involvement beyond the High School Activities Association to take a really strong look at what has been going on and making sure none of these kids have somehow been neglected or victimized. Let's start with the Activities Association. What are they going to do about this?
They are investigating the recruiting and several schools are involved in that investigation. But I think what you're saying over and above, I hope that I'm just going to keep reporting because I'm not limiting mine to who's winning and who's not winning and who's playing, and who's not playing. I include that in my reporting, but my recording is really about the fact that these are children and they're being treated as commodities. And what are we doing about it? How is this happening? And it's not just Utah.
And private institutions don't play by the same rules as public schools.
Well, when they're a member of an association, they are supposed to.
And they are members of the Activities Association.
Currently. Right. They can also go independent. But that, and so here's the other thing. If these schools choose to take their basketball programs or their soccer programs or whatever independent, so they would not be a member of the association, like Wasatch Academy has done with their boys' basketball program, does that solve this problem? Do we still have kids in foreign countries being told something and then coming here and being delivered something else? Are they safe?
And there is, you're saying, no list that you can look at.
Who's in charge? Who makes sure? Like the National Federation said, who's keeping track of these kids? We don't even know how many are at a certain school.
Unreal.
Nobody has to do, nobody's even checking to make sure that if you are running a school that you're actually reporting the information you're supposed to report. I got an I-20 from one student, which is something the school issues so that they can get a visa from Homeland Security.
So that's a federal form.
A federal form. It is not correct. Nobody is asking a question. Nobody cares. Whose violation is it?
Have you reached out to Homeland Security?
I've reached out. I haven't yet to find a human being to talk to that wants to talk to a reporter.
Amy, keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep
oh, it are you up. A parent? Happy to help you. Nope. Don't want to comment. We don't comment on that.
Amy Donaldson, excellent reporting, important reporting. And we will continue to not only have you on the show, but watch your stories as they drop out. KSL.com. You've got another one coming out soon.
Next week.
Next week. Okay. We'll keep an eye on that and have you back on. Thank you so much, Amy Donaldson. Been researching at length for a couple of years now, many years, what is happening with international students being brought to Utah. And it's just, to me, Dave, this is just, it's just heartbreaking, but I'm very glad that Amy's exposing this.
Debbie, I can tell you, I've seen teams, and now remember, Utah has about 1 to 2% black athletes or black population here in Utah. I've seen teams that are 85-90% black kids that are playing on this team. The numbers don't work out. So again, when we say this has been an open secret, the recruiting, it's happened on a small level. Amy's focusing on the international side of things, but this has been a problem, and we have turned a blind eye because we love sports and we love dynasties.